While the Senate is trying to help farmers and ranchers carry out their important work, EPA continues to be a thorn in our side and a thorn in the side of ag producers. This is a remarkable story. Earlier this year, the EPA released personal information of thousands of ag operations. It included names, home addresses, personal telephone numbers to groups who have been very, very outspoken against American production agriculture. EPA later realized it provided too much information, which it should have protected. It tried to redact the private information in a subsequent release of the information, but again, they failed to remove all of the sensitive material. EPA's apparent inability to protect and manage personal information displays an enormously alarming level of incompetence. But the fact that the agency hasn't taken strides to ensure the already released data isn't abused is frightening. They very naively said to these groups, please return the data in question. But how do you do that when the horse is out of the barn? That provided farmers virtually no solace. Well, last week I asked the EPA's acting administrator to explain how they plan to rectify the situation. Like so much that happens with the EPA, so far we've heard crickets from them. This is a very serious breach, though, in security. Good judgment deserves answers. We continue to stay on this to try to get them to explain how they're going to fix this very, very problematic situation.
You, in your news release last week on the EPA and the data release, you said, at worst, a flagrant effort to aid organizations seeking to radically transform American agriculture. Do you think is some of that taking place in the EPA?
I think the EPA daily shows their bias to environmental groups. We've been suspicious for a long time that lawsuits get filed, then they get settled. It in effect becomes a rulemaking approach for the EPA. They settle the lawsuit under certain conditions. The EPA has been very difficult to work with when it comes to agriculture. They're just impossible to work with, as a matter of fact. What I worry about is that they are so cozy with extreme environmental groups that they intentionally put the information out, expecting that it would cause problems for ag producers. So you have about 80,000 operations in the country, about 3,500 in Nebraska, who now have their most personal information out there in the public realm. My concern is that some radical group gathers up that information and puts out bulletins and says, here's where Farmer Smith is at, this is his phone number, this is where their house is located, this is where the operation is at. Let's go out there and let's do everything we can to try to interfere with their operation. And I just think it creates all kinds of problems. Difficulty at this point, however, is the horse is not only out of the barn, it's galloping down the road. EPA tries to rectify the situation, but they can't even get that right. They re-release personal information. So this is a mess. I think it's going to be problematic in the future. And it's just another sign that EPA is not only unfriendly, but in my judgment, they just actively work against us. And that should not be their role.